This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, a House Judiciary Committee hears from two companies that want to be as one. AT&T's proposed takeover of satellite company DirecTV would be one of the biggest in history, with a price tag close to $50 billion, which is why there are questions about whether such a deal could put consumers at a disadvantage. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes a look.
AT&T has a whole lot of mobile phone and internet customers. It wants DirecTV so it can compete better in the pay TV market. With those satellite subscribers, AT&T would end up with 25% market share. Carl Howe at the Yankee Group says all this consolidation may lead to fewer choices.
Because the number of companies that serve any individual consumer, it's usually one or two. And when you shrink one or two down to one, that's called a monopoly.
A monopoly could mean higher prices for cable TV customers. Antitrust lawyer Mark Ostrow says companies that make television shows won't welcome all these mergers among the cable TV companies either.
They really do compete both for content and for advertising. If you're a content provider, you would be very nervous about too much concentration.
AT&T argues the merger will allow it to bundle stations and services. It claims that'll mean better prices for consumers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.